With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Push button, turn mic on, talk about Antonio Brown. I mean, that's been a recurring thing for a hot minute now. I'm trying to remember when this all started. I don't even know what the first Antonio Brown story was. I guess this started with the end of his tenure in Pittsburgh, and has continued up until yesterday, which maybe was the end of what seemed to be the never-ending Antonio Brown saga. Of course, if you're listening to me right now, I'm making the assumption that you know he was cut by the Patriots, and this in the midst of a lot. Antonio Brown goes over to New England after setting the Oakland Raiders franchise on fire to get his way out of there. And within days, we find out that he's had a civil sexual assault and rape allegation made against him, which the Patriots said they didn't know about. And then Sports Illustrated reports that he had another complaint against him, in addition to just a bevy of strange and bizarre stories around the guy, not paying people he owed money to, just a bunch of hard to explain actions and the like. And there's always a straw, I suppose, that breaks the camel's back. And in this case, it was Antonio Brown not responding, but sending text messages to this is not the woman who the lawsuit involves, but another woman who came forward in the SI story about she was an artist who was painting a portrait of Antonio Brown and said he came up to her naked, holding his genitals, I suppose, with a towel. And she took it as, you know, a sexual come-on. But that was revealed in the story. And since that was revealed in the story, since that moment, he texted her in a group text and texted her and called her broke and included pictures of her kids that I guess he found on Instagram. And not only that, he put his lawyer on the group text. If that doesn't tell you something, I don't know what does. You know, this man is in the midst of being investigated by the league. And he sends quasi-threatening, I guess more generally intimidating, but whatever word you want to use for them, inappropriate, I guess is a good word, text messages to another woman who had come forward while under investigation and put his lawyer in the group chat. And the lawyer said, you notice I didn't respond because that's crazy town. When you're in the midst of an investigation and sending texts and putting your lawyer on the text chain. And since the release, you've had Antonio Brown send out, a bunch of tweets and the like. I think both on Instagram and Twitter, he's like, He put a picture of Nipsey Hussle up, the late rapper Nipsey Hussle, and here's the caption on the picture. Sometimes people try to destroy you precisely because they recognize your power. Not because they don't see it, because they see it and they don't want it to exist. This dude thinks he's like a martyr. He thinks there's like it's like a persecution complex. Me against the world. All this stuff is happening to him, not because of him. It's bizarre. I mean, you go on and look at some of his reactions to all this stuff as it's unfolded. Even when he was with the Patriots and he was at the TB12 facility and he did his little Instagram live from the TB12 facility. He was talking about how, you know, the devil was trying to hold him down because he was going for his. I mean, I don't even know what to say. When it comes to the NFL, they're off the hook now because the NFL can take its time in the investigations. I thought the NFL should have put him on the commissioner's exempt list, not because of the one allegation. It sets a very bad precedent if there's one accusation and you put somebody on the commissioner's exempt list, because then you're pretty much boxed into having to put each subsequent person who has an allegation against them on the commissioner's exempt list. And you don't want to do that because it's just an allegation. It may be false, right? And so you don't want to do that. But in Antonio Brown's case, you had a pattern of behavior that was concerning. And the exempt list seems like it was made for that, because you're still paying him. It's not, you know, technically a punishment. It would be more like, all right, we got to figure this out. Let the dust settle. But now the NFL's off the hook. The Patriots, I'm not giving the Patriots any credit. I mean, when did the Patriots decide to do this? When it became too much for them to handle? Bill Belichick is out there taking questions until he's fed up with it and then storms off. I mean, the Patriots knew there was stuff going on around Antonio Brown, whether they knew specifics or not, when they brought the guy in. And you know what? A bunch of people look really stupid, to be honest with you, if we go back a couple weeks to when the Patriots signed him. Remember, you know, before that, everyone was talking about Antonio Brown's behavior and how they had a problem with it, and it was unbecoming and shouldn't be rewarded. And then he goes to the Patriots, and it's like, oh, there you go. The genius Patriots. They figured it out. All is well. What a genius plan all along. That didn't look so good. Doesn't look so good. Because here's the thing. Antonio Brown is not functioning in a rational manner. The only thing you knew about his behavior, the only thing predictable about his behavior, is that he was going to do something else that brought him to the forefront of the headlines in the wrong manner. You know, and I suppose also the Patriots can say that they took action now because the latest text messages he sent happened while he was on their roster. You know, not before. Everything else was before. This was in the midst of his 11-day tenure with them. 11 days. That's how long he was able to function within the Patriot way. You know, I mean, I give the Patriots credit for being able to withstand almost anything. You know, that they're able to just, like, their infrastructure is strong, their organization is strong enough, their culture is strong enough where nothing impacts them. But I don't give them credit for bringing on the things that they have to withstand, which they've done plenty of times. I mean, it's such a singular focus on football, which is good for their overall product and for their wins and losses. But sometimes you got to go, really, guys? You're just fine with this? It's so much about the New York Jets or the Miami Dolphins or whoever you're playing that week that, you know, you can't analyze your own, you know, moral compass for a second. And then there, you know, there's now going to be talk about what happens with Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown does not need a new team. Antonio Brown needs help. This man needs help. I'm not qualified to tell you what's wrong with him. I'm not qualified to make some sort of psychoanalysis or whatnot. But I am qualified to analyze a pattern of behavior and say this is not normal. And I'm not making excuses for the guy either. That doesn't mean, you know, anything he did can just be blamed on anything that's going on with him upstairs. All I'm saying, and maybe he's, you know, I mean, there's certainly a possibility the guy's always been a jerk, but when you look at this situation, you are talking about behavior that is erratic, that makes no sense. There's no rational, you know, like there's no, even with somebody who does something wrong, generally you can see why they did something wrong, right? Someone robbed the bank. Well, yeah, they shouldn't have robbed the bank. Why did they rob the bank? To get the money. There's some sort of logic. There's no logic to what Antonio Brown has done. There's no explaining his behavior. I know people have said, well, he got money and started acting like this. He just flushed $40 million down the toilet in 2 weeks. He was aware he was under investigation, and he's still sending texts that he's grouping his lawyer into. So we got a guy who went bananas to get himself out of Pittsburgh, shows up in Oakland, burns his feet in a cryo chamber, throws a fit over a helmet, threatens to fight the GM at practice, makes YouTube videos celebrating the whole thing, chronicling the whole thing, including tapping, I mean, I know he got the permission for it, but nevertheless recording his coach at the time and putting it into a YouTube video, winds up in New England. We find out more about his history. We find out more about bizarre and disturbing behavior that's been going on for at least the last couple of years. And then in the midst of all that, having gotten another chance, sends text messages where his lawyers grouped in. Like, this dude is not functioning on a normal level right now. His behavior is disturbing and concerning. And like we've seen like diva behavior in the past, right? And you go, all right, you're putting yourself above the team. But this is like a whole different level. Yeah, he put himself above the team, but he also cost himself like millions of dollars. It's not funny. You know, the stuff that's going on with him, the accusations against him, all that stuff, not funny. And the last thing this guy needs to do is play football right now. This guy needs help. Doesn't make any individual action he's done okay. Doesn't excuse any of that. You know, everybody's responsible for what they do. But when you analyze this pattern of behavior, somebody needs to help this man out and tell him, you know, his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, needs to shut up. You don't go out there and say, oh, he's ready to play and he's healthy. He's clearly not healthy. Maybe he's physically healthy and able to get that out there and catch a football. Doesn't mean he's healthy. No healthy individual acts the way he's been acting. No healthy individual sends some poor woman pictures of her children. or read his messages, like from the civil lawsuit allegation and the text messages there. No healthy person communicates that way. I'm not talking about his intelligence level or his grammar or, you know, word choices or anything like that. I'm talking about like the pattern of communication, the way it's delivered. No healthy person communicates like that. Antonio Brown does not need a new team. He needs help. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's R-O-B-I-N-L-U-N-D-B-E-R-G. What are your thoughts? It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Talking about Antonio Brown. This man needs help, not a new team. Something is not right. I mean, think about it. Look at the stuff he's posting now. He thinks he's a victim. He thinks the world is out to get him. And he's a victim. That is not rational. Nothing he's done is rational. You know, we're beyond the point of somebody acting out or you know, being all about themselves. We've seen that before. We haven't seen this before. Not in real time. I mean, if it was just him being out for himself and being selfish, he wouldn't have just flushed $30, $40 million down the toilet in a couple weeks, which is what he did.
You don't send the kind of text messages he sent. Not just like the intent of them, but the content of them. Read them. Read the words he types, the way he types them. Not normal. When you're under investigation, you don't then do something that would expedite the investigation or put yourself into further jeopardy. You don't loop your lawyer into a chat like that. Like, that's not someone who's functioning in reality. Again, he thinks he's a victim. Scary. And, you know, this story's not going to end well if somebody doesn't step in and help this man. That's what he needs, is help. Again, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's going on. And I'm not saying he didn't always have tendencies like this. I don't know him personally. I've heard what Ryan Clark said about once he got money, he would you know, act out. But how long has Antonio Brown been in the NFL for? A while, right? I'm sorry, you know, like, there's no way the Steelers were keeping this contained for years and years and years. That's just not, it's not explicable given what we know now. When he came in 2010, she's in Pittsburgh 2010 to 2018. The Steelers did not keep this under wraps for 8 years. Not realistic. We saw what happened at the end of his tenure in Pittsburgh. That's basically when it started to get to a level that's like, what happened to Antonio Brown? And then it's like, ha ha ha, you know, some of that stuff is funny. It's not funny. Is that funny? CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. What do you make of the latest with Antonio Brown? 855-212-4227. No longer a Patriot. Taylor in San Diego. Taylor, you're up first here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
How you doing, man? I had a quick question for you.
Yeah.
So with Antonio Brown probably being done from the NFL, in my opinion, do you think he could maybe take like a max deal in like the XFL? Do you think something crazy like that could happen? He's got a lot of juice left in the tank.
I don't think he should be playing football right now. Again, like I said, he doesn't. This man doesn't need football. He needs help.
Absolutely.
We like to talk about stuff like, you know, where he winds up and all that, and we know he's a talent. I mean, look, he caught a touchdown pass last week. I don't doubt that he can play football. But like I said before, Drew Rosenhaus needs to shut up. Don't come out there and say he's ready for another team and he's healthy. Clearly, he's not healthy. He's healthy physically, but no healthy individual acts the way he's been acting, says the things he's been saying, and then thinks he's the victim after all of it. Those are not the actions of a rational, healthy individual. Whatever is leading him to these actions, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the guy has been like his whole life. I don't know him personally. But I do know that the way he's acting is not how a healthy individual acts. There's nothing healthy about his actions.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about Antonio Brown. He was released by the New England Patriots. Probably quicker than most people thought. But, you know, like when that whole thing went down, you know, I guess I made some of the same jokes that other people did about, you know, oh, was this his plan all along? Wah-ha-ha-ha. But my real take was, you know, Antonio Brown is going to keep, no one's that good an actor. He's going to keep doing what he's been doing because he's not, you know, confined by logic and reason and rational thought. This man is not behaving rationally. And that's why I've been saying he needs help, not a new football team. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Andrea in Berkeley, California. What's going on? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Just happened to be up and listening to your show, and I wanted to call in about Antonio Brown.
Is there any astrology for this?
Yeah.
Is it covered within the astrological realm?
Yeah, it sure is. He's born July 10, 1988. And right now, Saturn in Capricorn is opposing his sun in Cancer.
Uh-huh.
And Saturn is like the cosmic cop of the zodiac, Robin.
Okay.
It's all about frustration and testing and learning. Your ambitions are thwarted or delayed. It's basically karmic retribution. You know, if you've, like, you've done the crime, you've done the time. And it's very much about learning. And I agree with you. It's like he doesn't need another football team. He needs help. And he also was having these battles with authority, and you mentioned them one by one. And, you know, that was his crisis around his own ambition and misuse of power. He was basically too attached to his own agenda with Pluto opposing his son, the helmet fiasco, the cryotherapy, Mike Mayock fighting with Gruden. I mean, you name it, everything was a battle. And when you have these long-term transits, I couldn't agree more. It's better to take a break and not keep pushing and fighting and arguing. Like, just, you know, heal, do something else, cosmic intervention. He's just having trouble with those in authority, and he needs to do some self-improvement. He's very aggressive and stubborn and overly persistent at a time when he needs to heal and kind of, you know, take stock of his life and before he does more damage.
Well, yeah, like I said, I this is not going to end well if other people don't intervene, and he doesn't need enablers. He needs people to help him. He doesn't need an agent who is trying to get him another job. He needs somebody who says, Antonio, we need to go talk to somebody. You know, this is not, the way you're acting is not okay. And again, he thinks he's the victim here. She just referenced Saturn. He may be on Saturn right now because he's not on Earth. Gary in Georgia. Gary, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
How y'all doing? How you doing, man?
What's up?
Antonio Brown. It's really strange. He worked all his life to become successful at playing football. Soon as he becomes successful, he's blowing it all up. Don't you think it could be CTE getting them blows to his head, making him go crazy, man? Because remember, he got that devastated blow from Vontaze Burfict. And, you know, this thing takes, man, I can't explain it. Because you're getting all that money, you work all your life to get where you at, and you're just throwing it away. for no good reason. There's got to be something wrong with his brain.
Oh, there's definitely something wrong with him. I mean, he's definitely not in the right frame of mind. I don't know what that is. I mean, could it be? CTE's come up a lot, right? Sure. Is that in the realm of possibilities? Let's not be, you know, dishonest. It is. Is it what's going on? I have no idea. I'm not going to, like, speculate. I don't know. I mean, unfortunately, with CTE, they don't have a test in living people yet. They're working on it. Could it be? Yes. I mean, anybody who plays football is at risk for developing CTE, and CTE is a brain disease that can impact your decision-making and your impulse control and all sorts of stuff. Could it be something else? Sure. I mean, it could be a mental health issue that other people deal with, the layman deals with. It could be. I don't know what it is. You know, I don't know. I just know something's wrong with the guy. I just know he needs help. That's the only thing I know. He needs help. Even if this was just how he is, he needs help. Because you shouldn't be this way, right? Like, I mean, he's fortunate. He's not, you know, under legal jeopardy right now. He's fortunate. But he'll get there if, you know, this is unchecked, because this is not going to end well if somebody doesn't grab control of it and help this man out. It's not funny. Something is wrong with Antonio Brown, clearly. Normal people, well-functioning people, don't behave this way. We've seen selfish before. We've seen, you know, divas before. We've seen all that. And we've even seen, like, bad before, right? Like, you know, not everybody who does something bad is not thinking rationally. They may be thinking rationally. They just choose to do it. And I'm sure he's chosen to do plenty of what he's done in the past, too. I'm not excusing any of his individual actions or saying he's not responsible for his actions. What I'm saying is his pattern of behavior is not rational. You cannot look at what he's done and say, oh, that makes sense, right? Like, with other people, they may do something wrong, and we say that's terrible and awful, but generally you can attach sense to it. I don't want to get into real severe crimes. I've been using the example of robbing a bank because it's a safe, easy thing to understand and digest. Somebody robs a bank. Would you say, is robbing a bank good or bad? Generally, I think most people say it's probably bad. But do you understand why someone would rob a bank? Yes, they would rob a bank to get the money from the bank. Makes sense, right? That makes sense.
What if it's Robin Hood?
He's not robbing banks. What banks was Robin Hood robbing? What banks existed in where the hell did he live? Sherwood Forest? What are you talking about? Banks. I guess there were banks back then. There are banks in old westerns, right? So maybe I shouldn't have been so harsh on you. But I don't know why you went to Robin Hood. It's because of my name? Or because it's like rob from the rich and give to the poor?
I figured it was appropriate.
Take from the 1% and give to the 99%. Is the modern day Robin Hood is going after Wall Street. he took me way off track there. My point is that nothing Antonio Brown is doing makes any sense, right? Like, look at his actions and tell me, what is the common thread that makes them make sense? Somebody help me out there, because that doesn't exist. And that's why I'm saying the guy needs help. Lorenzo in Jacksonville. Lorenzo, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
What's up?
So I just think he's getting unfair treatment by the teams in the NFL. People tend to forget that his former teammate, Ben Roethlisberger, had these same accusations on him, and he wasn't released from a team.
Hold on a second. That's not true, right? Like, all these things are not the same. Ben Roethlisberger, what he was accused of, and by the way, the district attorney at the time, I believe it was the DA, said basically something bad happened here. We just can't press charges. No one's saying that's okay, right? Like,
no. Hasn't even made it to
but,
the.
But we're not talking
yet.
About that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a pattern of behavior. I can sit here and tell you if Ben Roethlisberger did that, and whatever Ben Roethlisberger did seems to be very reprehensible, right? I can go ahead and tell you that. But since that point, has Ben Roethlisberger done a whole bunch of stuff that makes no sense, that's irrational? I'm not talking about the one accusation against Antonio Brown. He can't even go to jail for that.
Antonio Brown needs help, right?
Yeah.
You said Antonio Brown needs help. So who has better help for him, himself or these billion-dollar franchises that can get him the help he needs? Why release him instead of get him the help?
They released him because
he does have a mental problem.
He's sending text
messages. They didn't want to pay that $5 million bonus.
No, they don't want to. You know why the Patriots release him? Because they don't want to answer questions about it. That's
why. They don't want to pay that $5 million.
No, they don't want to answer questions about it. They were fine going out and signing him to a contract when they knew, you know, he wasn't exactly functioning at a baseline level. They were fine doing it. It's when it got to a point where he did something as a member of the Patriots, sending those text messages. Again, I'm not talking about, like, I know you. A lot of people like to get caught up in this whole, like, persecution and innocent until proven guilty. I'm not talking about law, man. He's not even under the threat of legality right now. The rape accusation is civil. The statute of limitations even passed on some of the investigators went out. That's civil. So that's like, is he going to pay this woman money or not, or is it going to get dismissed? I'm not even talking about that. If it was just that, if that was the only thing involved with Antonio Brown, here's what I would be saying. If that was the only thing involved, I would say those allegations are disturbing. If true, Antonio Brown needs to be punished severely by the NFL, but let's wait and see. Let the investigation take its place. And we'll deal with it once we find out the truth. That's what I would be saying. Like I say with every other instance like that, when you're talking about an isolated thing. And my rule of thumb for any serious allegation is to treat it all individually, but to wait until I have the information before I render judgment. That's what I would be saying. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, the bat-ish stuff he's been doing all over the place that makes no sense, including sending text messages while under investigation to this lady with pictures of her kids, calling her broke, telling people to dig into her background info. The woman he did that to is not even pursuing monetary damages. She's not even suing him. She just came forward and said this happened. That's it. Not that this happened, give me money, just that this happened. And he's saying, dig into her background info, and she just wants money and she's broke, and here are her children. By the way, I'm copying my lawyer on this message while he's under investigation. Come on. Defending him is not the hill to die on, guys. And I'm not even like, I'm coming from a place of concern. It's very easy. I promise you there are people out there who say, I'm not letting him get off the hook with excuses of anything, you know, like that something might be wrong with him. Throw him away. What a terrible person. And he very well may be a terrible person. But he's clearly a person that needs help. Come on, guys. No one has this happen to them. Or not happen to them. This didn't happen to him. Happened because of them. And then thinks they're the victim in all this. I'm not like to compare him to Ben Roethlisberger. What are you even doing? That makes no sense. Ben Roethlisberger has something in his past that I still do think about it when it comes to Ben Roethlisberger. And Ben Roethlisberger has had plenty of reasons to make me wonder if he's the best teammate or the best guy. But I don't question whether Ben Roethlisberger is out of his mind right now. You know, you could do something that's bad. You could do something that deserves scorn, that deserves discipline, that deserves punishment, that could change people's opinions of you. But there's no pattern there. There's distinctions of life, guys. And that's in no way defending anything anybody's ever done before. But we're talking about a pattern of behavior with Antonio Brown that makes no sense. Again, the guy just flushed basically $40 million down the toilet. Bobby in Jacksonville. Bobby, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, Robin? Love your show, man.
Thank you.
Hey, man, I heard you talk about Antonio Brown, and you brought up something about him being a victim, and I don't mean to go off on a side note, but Jalen Ramsey, with all the stuff that he just done with Coach Marone, putting his hands on him, he goes on a podcast and says that the organization disrespected him, which he's totally blind to the fact that he was the one that caused the issue in the first place. And thank goodness Lorenzo from Jacksonville called before me, because he's probably one of the fans that support him and say, throw him all the money, give him what all he needs. I'm sorry, but I'm not one of those fans, my friend.
Well, look, we can get into Jalen Ramsey's situation, but that, it's not even comparable. There's no reason to bring up Jalen Ramsey when talking about Antonio Brown. Jalen Ramsey is somebody who's not happy with where he's at, wants to get paid more for his job. Maybe he's trying to force his way out and has an argument with his coach. And you could think whatever you want to think about that. You could think, hey, I understand his frustration, or they should pay him, or they should trade him, or, you know, he should do this behind the scenes more. Whatever you want to think about that, that's fine. Let's stop trying to compare things that have no business being compared. There's nothing about Jalen Ramsey's situation that is anything like Antonio Brown's situation. And there's nothing like any really situation I've seen that's anything like Antonio Brown's situation, at least with an active player. I'm not active right now, but you know what I'm saying. Come on, guys. He doesn't need a new team. He needs help. Antonio Brown needs help. Something is not right. He's not acting like a healthy individual. He's not acting rationally. There's nothing about his actions that make any sense. And then after the fact, he's saying, the marathon continues. You know, me against the world. All right, bro. Whatever you say. That's not, you know, a healthy mentality. We know why this stuff has happened to Antonio Brown. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.